Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 507 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie's going to tell us all about her weekend at the lake with friends. I'm going to talk about my brief career as a poet, and we're both going to talk a lot about friendship. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is our monthly Southern Living episode that we've been doing this year. It was so much fun to talk through that. And we have even more fun stuff coming up in August on Patreon. As always, feel free to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, this will probably be the last time I mention it, but we have a live show in Dallas. It's coming up on November 5th. Just a tiny, tiny amount of tickets remain. So if you are interested in being with us there in person, we would love it. You can find that link in the show notes. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 507. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We're having to start recording now. I think we could have caught up for another half hour, but we've got to start recording because Melanie has to be somewhere at 1:45, and we got to take care of business.
Yeah.
We're a day late.
We got to get going, but I do feel like we have so much to catch up on because we have not talked really at all since we recorded last week.
I know. Okay, so you went to the lake this past weekend.
I did. I went to the lake. So Gully and I left on Friday. I picked her up at noon. It's about a 4.5 hour drive to the lake, and I'm going to say that in typical, we talked the entire way to the lake for 4.5 hours because we hadn't seen each other all week because Gully had gone. She had spent the week in Austin or several nights in Austin because she was helping her future daughter-in-law and her daughter-in-law's mother set up her classroom. She's a kindergarten teacher. So they were helping her set up her classroom. And so Gully had been gone all week. So we had so much to catch up on. So we were so excited that we had the lake because we were like, we have a reason to be in the car for 4.5 hours, you know?
Yes, that's part of the fun.
It is. And so I picked her up and then we headed to the lake. We got there Friday evening. And let me just say that Christy Crawford is the best hostess. Like, you know how some people are just lovely hostesses? Like, it's just their gift. And so she had, listen, she had made us, we had a doc. We had a shared note so that everybody knew who was going to bring what and who needed what and what our itinerary was. And then she had put on there that Saturday night that she was going to cook us a traditional Southern supper.
Oh, how delicious.
I know, with chicken fried steak and fried okra and corn on the cob and mashed potatoes. And when we got there, she had brought all of her grandmother and her mother's china, had brought it from Dallas, all her china, all the silver, little crystal butter dishes, like little name plates, like, and just...
Yes, ma'am.
It was, and she was like, it's our Calamity Club dinner, because we'd all just finished reading Calamity Club.
I love it.
I know, it was so fun.
And can I just point out, I know I've said this before, but I just never want it to go unsaid. Anybody who fries okra for you, okra is a labor of love. It is a time-consuming offering. We should never take it for granted.
No, it is. It means something. And I mean, the pile of chicken fried steak that we had enough chicken fried steak. We could have fed like all the neighbors. You know what I mean? Like it was piled up. But I did laugh because Sarah and Christy were working on the chicken fried steak. And I said, are y'all going to make gravy? And they were like, we're going to try to. And I was like, oh, I was like, I'll do the gravy. I was like, I've got gravy down. And I'm going to tell you, this is why you've got to love a weekend with your girlfriends, because the amount of enthusiasm and praise I got for making that gravy.
That's right.
That gravy was beautiful, Sophie. People had never seen gravy that looked that good. But it was just...
Another thing that's an offering, by the way,
is when
you make gravy from scratch, that is an offering. You have to tend it. You have to really care for it, because if you miss your window for seasoning that gravy... It's done.
Yeah,
throw it out. Start over.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So we sat down, and then Christy had a conversation starter for us, which was everybody went around the table and we shared our paternal and maternal grandmother's full names. So that we could appreciate all the Dorothys and the Ediths and the Lavonias, you know, and
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it was just so fun. And so her friend Cassie was there, who Christy always brings this great collection of people. So she had her high school friend Cassie, who I've met at some live shows, but I've never spent time with really. And so loved getting to know her. And then Sarah and Angie came, and they were both friends with my Jen. And this weekend, so we had done this last year, and we realized that we had just planned it, not really intentionally, on the anniversary of when Jen passed away. And then this weekend was the 10-year anniversary of Jen passing away. And so the fact that we were all together, and Gully brought it up, like, we were from all different, she said, we're Jen's five stars. Like five-star weekend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was very sweet. It was very sweet because Sarah was... So Jen was like a youth leader for Sarah, and then she was roommates with Gigi after college, and then, of course, knew Gully and I in college and knew Christy as an adult friend, and then our friend Height was there, and he's a college friend. And so it was a really sweet way to spend that weekend and to remember Jen and to have some laughs. And anyway, it was great. And I do want to say, update, because I feel like when I talk about Jen, people always want to know. So quick update, because I try to keep this private. Her little boy, who was 5 when she passed, that he is now 15. He's going to be a freshman in high school. He looks exactly like her. And he's doing great. So anyway, it was really sweet. It was a great way to spend the weekend. The only downside, we laughed, the lake is really low because they haven't had any rain, and they live kind of at the end of a canal. So it really is this thing of like, people can't even get their boats out because they're just stuck. Like they're just up there. So, anyway, we had a variety of floats that we just put in the yard.
I mean, you got to adapt, you know?
You got to make do.
And make a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was fine. Listen, we all just sat in our floats and filled them with the hose and just had a good old-fashioned day in the yard.
So, I love it.
Yeah, it was great. So what about you? What's been going on? I feel like by this time in the summer, my skin is so stressed out and so dry because it's been out in the sun, it's been in the pool, I've had sunscreen on, I've been sweaty, all of those things, not to mention that I'm middle-aged, so it can be a little crepey and it can just look dull. And so that is why I never leave home without putting on Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil. This is the best body oil I've ever used. It's silky, it's a great texture. It just makes your skin glowy and feels so good, but it soaks in so you don't feel greasy. You just feel hydrated and like you have this beautiful glow. You can see and feel the difference from just one use. Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil is an Allure award-winning bestseller for a reason. It's clinically shown to instantly improve the look of skin elasticity and deeply moisturize, and I completely agree with that. It prevents visible signs of aging. I love it, and you will too. Osea's iconic award-winning Undaria Algae Body Oil is for skin that deserves more than lotion. And right now, we have a special discount just for you. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. That's code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com.
Oh, mercy. Just some real exciting things. I got some new tires last week. That was a fun time. You know, there's nothing better than spending money on tires.
It's just one of the best ways.
Unless you're spending money on a roof. Those are the two best ways to get to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to get tires. And I want to say this. I respect that everybody has different approaches to how they want to parent their children in public places. I really do. I respect it. We don't have to be cookie cutters, and we don't have to all do it the same way. But when I was in that waiting room for 4 hours last week, And we had a situation, and I'm not going to go into detail about that situation, mm-hmm. but we had a real hands-off situation with a young child. And I just kept moving. I kept changing seats so that I could, I didn't want to have to confront it. Mm-hmm. Not that I would have ever said anything, but I needed it to not be in my line of vision. Oh, mercy. But that was a thing. But I got new tires. And mm-hmm. then I think Wednesday night, maybe, I don't know, what are days, but yeah. one night, my friend Emma Kate's daughter, Caroline, who just moved to Birmingham, came over for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And that was so fun. We talked, my goodness, we sat after dinner and we talked, I think, for about 3 hours. And it really, like when she left, I thought, you know, your friends' kids are the best.
Oh, listen, that's the truth.
Because they're you see pieces and parts of their parents in them, but mm-hmm. then they've also grown up to be their own people and with their own unique viewpoints and personalities and all that. And so David and I so loved having her here for supper. And then she and I sat in the living room, honestly, just for quite a while and visited.
I love that.
It was so fun. Loved her being here. And then the next day, Emma Kate called me and I thought she wanted to talk about Caroline coming over here for dinner. But what she really wanted to tell me was that she has been in the process of getting her parents' house ready to sell. And she found some old letters for me in the process. She found some letters that I had written her when she was a counselor at Centrifuge when we were in college. Mm-hmm. And I was home in Mississippi that summer. And I said things like, David and I spent the day together yesterday. And then in parentheses, Emma Kate, there is nothing going on there. Just adamant. Just
yes.
Adamant.
That didn't age well.
It didn't. It really didn't. And she was so tickled by this historical record of it. But the best thing was she said, Sophie, you sent me a poem. And I said, what kind of poem? And she said, well, you wrote a poem. And I said, I've never written a poem in my life. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, it's a typed out poem. So apparently it was a poem that I had written in creative writing.
Oh, okay.
And why I felt the need to send this to Emma Kate when she was doing the Lord's work at Centrifuge, I don't know. But I must have felt good about it. It must have prompted something in me that needed like some creative reassurance in some way. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to read you, Melanie, if I could.
Oh.
An excerpt.
This is more than I could have dared to hope for a podcast today.
And I have at the top of the page, Sophie Sims, Creative Writing, Poetry, Final Draft. Mm, and the name of the poem, Melanie, is Tunnel Vision.
Okay. All right.
If I could remember who I wrote this about, because I know I wrote it about somebody, and I'm sure it was a boy. But not David,
because there was nothing going on there.
But I'm not going to read you the whole thing because it would be too painful. And the opening sentence is, the light at the end of the tunnel is all that you can see. Walls surround you. And no amount of pushing, prodding, chiseling, hammering, even burning is able to move them. I try to move closer, but the walls are your fortress. See, I feel like this is a situation where there was somebody I thought I could change.
Yes. It feels, yes.
So, and how I got from chiseling and prodding to burning, it feels violent, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was really trying to do something with those walls.
But anyway, I'll just skip to the end part. It says, the only place I can fit is behind you. Chase that light at the end of the tunnel and let your walls surround you. See, I was mad, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were just fine. Be that way is what you were saying.
And in the most foreshadowing moment of my eventual destiny in terms of how I view leadership in a relationship, it says, but if I can't lead, at least some of the time. I'm so sorry. Oh, my gosh. This is 20-year-old me. But if I can't lead at least some of the time, or at least walk beside you, when you reach that light, you'll realize that you're alone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well,
I had something to say.
You did. You dropped the mic. You will walk alone with your walls surrounding you, because we could not burn them down.
No, we could not. Listen, I have no idea who I wrote that about. I mean, like, and Emma Kate and I like went back through the history books a little bit. I was like, who was that even about?
Yeah.
I have no idea who it was about. But listen, if I can't lead at least some of the time, she said.
At least some of the time.
She will go on in some 30-something years to write a book about this.
Yes.
But anyway, I was like, well, God bless me. I'm so sorry that you had to receive that. I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to communicate.
But I feel like 20-year-old EK found that and mm-hmm. was just delighted, because she also, it resonated with her. You
it
know
really
what
did.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was, that's why you sent it, because mm-hmm. y'all both knew that if you could not lead at least some of the time, you know what I mean? That these people were going to find themselves alone.
And then the trying, she was reading about like the parts of the letters where I was referencing certain things that had happened to certain people. And we didn't know who some of the people were. But they were a big enough deal at the time that I was writing her a letter about it. Then on the outside of one envelope, I had given a lot of bullet point things that had recently happened. Somebody who had gotten engaged. Somebody who had been on a date the weekend before. And you just forget that that was how we had to communicate.
You weren't sending a text message, and you weren't calling long distance, because that was expensive. Yeah.
No, and she didn't have access to a phone. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, and it was an emergency.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we had a big time talking through all that. And then
Saturday, is hilarious.
My friend Katie and her husband, David, were in town for a couple of things. And so my David, who there was nothing going on with
nothing
in 1990, by the way,
mm-hmm.
We met them for lunch or for brunch at the Essential. And we had the best time. It was so fun. And, you know, there are all these phases, I feel like, to your life with your college friends. And there's a point when everybody's so bogged down in work and family and all that kind of stuff. Not that people aren't bogged down with family in different ways now, but there's something really sweet about sitting together on the empty nest side. And
yes, you know, when you have time, like, because all of a sudden you have time again, you know,
you really do.
It's a funny season for that. I mean, because I thought that when we were all together, that I was like, why didn't we do this years ago? And I was like, because nobody had time to do this years ago. Yeah. This weekend at the lake, we were talking about what we need for a good night's sleep these days, and we all agreed, number one, a great pair of sheets, but we also said a great mattress makes all the difference, and this is why I love Helix. A good night's rest sets you up for a great day, and Helix has solved so many issues that I've had: night sweats, back pain, motion transfer. It's just a great mattress. Helix helps you sleep better. A study that they ran found that 82% of those involved saw an increase in their deep sleep cycle while sleeping on a Helix mattress. This is why they're award-winning. Helix is the most awarded mattress brand, tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. You get free shipping and seamless delivery, so it's never been easier. No going to the department store and waiting 3 weeks for your mattress to get delivered. Helix delivers your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. They have a 100-night guarantee, so you get this risk-free, customer-first experience to ensure that you're completely satisfied with your new mattress. If you need a mattress refresh, Helix is the way to go. You can go to helixsleep.com/bigboo and you can get 27% off site wide. This is exclusive for our listeners from August 14th through September 13th. Again, that's 27% off site wide at helixsleep.com/bigboo. Make sure you enter our show name after checkout so they'll know that we sent you. helixsleep.com/bigboo.
So anyway, by the end of the week, I felt like, well, I had time with Emma Kate's Caroline. I caught up with old letters mm-hmm. and Emma Kate. I got to have brunch with Katie and her husband. And so it felt like I had a little bit of a reunion week.
I love
in
that.
In a weird way. It was fun.
It's very fun.
And apparently, I reacquainted myself with the fact that I once wrote poetry, which I would venture to say that's the last poem I wrote. You know, that one, Tunnel Vision, was really, that was the pinnacle for me. Yeah. And it's been all downhill since.
So. I know. But see, I think somewhere in you, if you're a writer, because, you know, I did write poetry.
Yes.
I have a notebook of poetry. And I gave each of my friends, I remember when I graduated from college, I gave Jen a poem I wrote for her, Gully a poem I wrote for her, and Tiffany a poem I wrote for her.
It's precious.
I know. I don't know what I don't know what they were. I don't remember them. I would read them if I had them, but I wrote them and I had them framed. I had them matted and framed so they could hang that poetry on their wall. So
I love it so much. Well, you know, I kind of morphed into, because when Emma Kate sent me the picture of the poem, I was like, oh, I typed that on my brother word processor.
I knew that
like the back of my hand. I knew exactly where it came from. But, you know, I started doing really what amounted to blog posts when we were, I guess, at the end of our junior year. If we went out and we had a fun night, we would come back to the sorority house and I would sit down and I would write a recap and I would print out multiple copies and I would give them to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend Wendy still has some of those. I do not. I don't know where they are, but I guess, you know, we were testing the waters, even in our younger days. So
yeah, we were. Listen, it was, you can see now, you look and go, oh, here's bits and pieces of who I always was. If I cannot at least lead some of the time.
If I can't lead at least some of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Which we had this whole conversation with Alex last week, David and I did, and I can't remember what prompted it.
Mm-hmm.
And about sort of our philosophy about being a team.
Yeah.
And anyway, just, I mean, that it really is something. It's so deep in me. And so it just tickles me that it was there low, many years ago. It was still there. So
it's in you deep. I know it's funny. And you talking about that and then talking about Katie and, you know, this stage of life with friends, because you forget too, because I was talking to Caroline last night and we were talking about her friends, because everybody's, you know, some of them have graduated. Some people are in grad school, different people are living. And she said, it just feels so weird because everybody's so scattered. And like, we just don't have time to talk like we used to because people work now. You know what I mean? And like on the weekends, a lot of times you're tired and just all that stuff. And I was like, oh, you forget that in your 20s, it really is when it starts to, like, you've been together all the time and then everybody starts to spread out and you have different things going on. And some people are in serious relationships or getting married and it's just a whole different season of life. You know?
I still contend the hardest I have ever cried in my whole life was the day that Emma Kate moved out of our apartment. After she graduated, and I was staying for summer school. I was doing a couple of grad school classes early anyway. But the day, I think you know, in a weird way, it can never be like this again. It just, that the proximity to one another and all that kind of stuff, just, it's probably not going to replicate itself again. It has for you and Gully a little bit because y'all live so close.
Yeah. But it's never like it is in college again.
No,
you know what I mean?
Never,
like, it's just never. Because I can think of that. Because I remember Gully and I so vividly remember, because Jen and I were both graduating, because it took me 5 years to graduate. Jen, of course, graduated on time. But Gully was staying. She still had a semester left. But I remember us going over to Jen's empty apartment right before she drove away. And we all bawled our eyes out, you know? And it was, I know. And it wasn't ever like that again.
No,
like,
it's not. So, which is why it really does mean so much when you're able to get back together for little pockets of time. So I'm actually taking a trip in a couple of months with some forever friends, like high school friends.
And oh, fun.
I know. I can't wait. It's just, it's at least now when we go somewhere, we don't have to share room anymore. That's nice, you know. We can go to nicer restaurants than we used to when we were younger. That's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can take a better trip.
You can take a better trip, but the highlight is always the conversations.
So. Oh, for sure. I felt like by the time this weekend was over, we had covered so much ground. And Christy at the lake, they have like a big screen TV that's up there. And Christy loves, she taught us the art of like screencasting stuff. So like we would be talking about somebody or need something and we'd be like, pull that up on the screen. And I can't tell you how many things we bought after we pulled him up on the screen, how many discussions we had, how many trails we went on, you know,
I
like
love
just
it.
Rabbit trails. I was like, it was so fun. Now, you'll laugh at this. So yesterday, I got home Sunday, and then yesterday was Monday. And so Caroline and I had done Resort Pass, and we went to the pool at the Hotel Emma yesterday.
Congratulations.
What I'm going to tell you is that's a 10 out of 10 situation.
Where is the pool at the Hotel Emma?
It's on, I didn't know either. It's on the third floor. It's okay. it's like a rooftop pool.
Oh my goodness.
So you get up there and it's small. Like it's a pretty small little pool. It's just like a little rectangle, but you have to be 21 and up, which is fantastic. And the lounge chair situation is top tier because they already have towels that are fitted onto the chair. So like, then you've got that, then you have an extra towel. Mm-hmm. You can get food and drinks while you're there. But when we walked in, there were people sitting around the pool and they all had those, you know, the silver metal cans of water, like that now,
yes,
that they serve, like the open water, they pass those, they give those out. So people had those and kind of in koozies sitting around. And when we walked in, Caroline said, I can't believe everybody here is drinking a Coors Light. And I was like, that's how you know you're in college, because I bet they don't even serve Coors Light at Hotel Emma.
That's
like,
right.
We laughed so hard. I was like, they're drinking water. Mm-hmm. I said, nobody.
I'd like a Coors Light
in a can. Okay, so it's back to school time, and that means that summer is ending and our schedules are getting busier and we have our mental load returning and we're going to be juggling all the things, not to mention that our kids are going to be going back to settings that are germy and filled with all kinds of things that want to make us sick. And so I feel like now is the best time to start AG1. If you haven't before, let the school year be your new reset. AG1 is one scoop, 8 ounces of cold water or whatever you want to mix it in every morning before the chaos starts. AG1 helps to maintain energy, it supports your gut health, it supports your immune health. AG1 is clinically shown to support all of these things and fill in common nutrient gaps. I told the girls this weekend that if there was one thing that I consistently do and will consistently do, it's take my AG1 every morning. It makes the biggest difference in my overall health and how I feel. You can visit drinkag1.com/bigboo and get a free AG1 flavor sampler and a free bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 in your welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription order. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. So anyway, we laughed a lot about that, but we, we had some chips and salsa and guacamole and a fruit bowl and just, it was delightful. So
there's nothing more delicious than fruit that someone else prepares.
Isn't that the truth?
Cling to that,
yep,
belief for all of my days.
Yep. And it was beautifully presented, like in this bowl, and they had squeezed a little lemon on it. So it was very refreshing and citrusy. And so anyway, I lasted out in the sun for about 30 minutes. And then I pretty much crouched under an umbrella. I was like, I need an umbrella to be mm-hmm. under. But Caroline cooked herself. And because, you know, she still tans and she's
yeah.
young. So
Alex also cooked himself this past weekend. He went to the beach with some friends,
uh-huh.
kind of an early bachelor party for one of his friends who's getting married in the winter. And I said, you didn't touch sunscreen at all, apparently. He said, no, I reapplied like 3 times. And I thought, no, you sprayed mm-mm. that in the air 3 times.
That's right.
And kind of walked through the mist.
Uh-huh.
Because his shoulders and his back are a situation.
Ooh,
but you
man.
Know, our actions have consequences. So
yeah.
he's going to have to work that out for himself.
That's
and,
it.
And soldier right on through. I don't think there was really anything else that happened here over the course of the weekend. I went to early church on Sunday, and mm-hmm. Lucy's had a little bit of she's had some sort of stomach bug situation, but I do think she likes us more.
Okay.
I feel like she's more at ease. She really hates walking on the leash, and so
yeah.
I've ordered her a harness. So that maybe in case it's her neck, you know, that is so bothered by the leash. I'm not sure what it is.
Because okay.
I need her to walk on the leash. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. And I guess she probably just never had.
No, she never had to. She was on a farm.
Yeah.
So she'll do okay on it. She'll hang in for a little bit. But I think she's more at home now. She's really taken to her dog bed, which is fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, it was a demon for the first several weeks. So she's all about her dog bed. We're happy about that. And I just really, I'm waiting on a call back from the groomer at our vet because I really need for her to get a bath and to get a fresh trim.
So yes, yes.
We'll see how that goes.
Okay, yeah, we didn't really have, I mean, I feel like we don't have much else the rest of this week. Caroline's going back to school on Friday, so then that's the end of, you know, summer having her home. This was the last hurrah of her being home for a little stretch. And so she'll be gone. So listen, I told her we're probably going to go to Zara tomorrow and just see what they have. You know what I'm saying?
Just, I know, because it has been at least a month since she moved her and swore that she didn't need any more clothes.
That's right. But you don't know. You just have to go see.
Yes.
So anyway, she's getting her hair cut today. So it's like we're doing all those last, like, here are the things that you need to get done at home before you go back. So that's pretty much it. And then, that's kind of what's happening
here. As you know, I went to counseling this morning, and we didn't talk about this in counseling, but I had it on my brain. If it had, if we had worked our way around to it, I would have talked about it. But for some reason, all weekend, I was thinking about ways that I tend to get in a rut.
Yeah.
Like ways I get in the ditch or areas where I get in a ditch and I just don't care much about pulling myself out of it. And this may be more of a Patreon episode situation, but I have determined that there are two very superficial ways that I get in a ditch and I don't care to pull myself out.
Oh, tell
us. Or it takes some sort of really strong impetus to make me get out. One is my hair. I'm real bad to get in a rut with my hair.
Okay.
And I just, you know, all summer, I just pulled it back. I don't care. I don't want to blow it out. I don't want to use a curling iron. I just want to wash it, dry it, pull it back. And I'm in a rut with my hair. And so I fixed it before we went to brunch the other day. And I was like, well, what is this? What a concept.
Yep.
That I've used the round brush and my hair is down. And I think this time of year, my perception is that I'm going to burn up if it's down. But I didn't. It was fine.
Yeah.
That's one. And then the other area where I've really determined I get in a rut is with earrings.
Oh, same. Listen, I wear the same earrings pretty much any time I put on earrings.
To the point that it's almost like it's like a lazy genius hack. I've decided one time these are the earrings I'm wearing, and I don't even think about it. When here's the deal. I like when I have on earrings I think are cute.
Yeah.
I just have lost all will to consider what cute means in relation to earrings. So I'm going to work through these things.
Okay. But I would like to know where you land on this, because I wear the same gold hoops pretty much 99% of the time. If I don't wear those, I have another pair of gold hoops, but they have a turquoise thing at the top.
They're very different.
Two very different kind of gold hoops. But I don't know what else I would wear. You know what I mean? And I think I went through a stage years ago. I feel like when everybody was wearing all the Noonday collection jewelry, like I went through a stage of having... Kelly Stamp sent us a picture the other day, and I was like, oh, that's when I was in my leather earring stage. You know?
Okay, I've gone down a whole memory lane thing, because I thought about Noonday. I went on the Noonday website the other day thinking about how I used to buy earrings all the time. And then I had these wooden earrings, maybe 13 years ago. They were wooden, like, pendants or medallions, and they were monogrammed.
Yeah.
My initials were etched in them, and I thought those were the best looking earrings.
Yes.
But we had the lightweight leather. I don't know. But I don't even pay attention. I don't know what the trends are right now, unless it's that chain drop thing. I feel like that's what the young girls are wearing.
Yeah. I almost even feel like the chain drop has made a switch, because now I feel like what I'm seeing a lot are the chunkier small hoops, like almost a shell situation. But that's one of those that's hard for me to revisit, because it feels a hair off. Remember those Anne Klein Lion door knocker earrings that everybody wore in college?
100%. So, then I went and looked at Susan Shaw's website, and I was like, well, if I was going to get a different, I mean, it became this whole overblown thing where I was really trying to consider, how am I going to, what am I going to do with earrings, like to really up my game? And then I thought, nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares, including me, really. You know, I don't ever want to be somebody who gets in a rut.
Yeah.
And I think that I identified that I am in more than two ways, but mm-hmm. those are just the two I'm talking about. And I don't know how much effort it's worth to get out of it.
I remember the days of having a kid going back to school, and I would start to feel lunchbox anxiety, which is, what are we going to pack in the lunchbox? What is she going to eat for lunch? How do I make sure I pack something that is delicious and healthy and that she'll actually eat? Maybe you feel the same way. This is why I love Thrive Market. So Thrive Market is a membership-based grocery service where you can just shop from wherever you are. You just simply hop on their app. So in between driving to practice or taking kids to school or whatever, it eliminates one more trip to the grocery store. Plus, with Thrive Market, you don't have to have label anxiety. So Thrive Market is like your ingredient detective. They do all the work. They restrict 1,000 plus ingredients. So they actually curate their selection, so you know you're always seeing the best items on the market that have been vetted. They even have 200 plus vetted snack packs that make back to school lunchbox packing a breeze. So no red 40, no synthetic dyes. Here's the thing, we need a repeatable solution for the lunchbox, and this is where Thrive delivers. So their food has to be kid approved. So this is Chomps, this is Simple Meals, this is Made Good, the Good Crisp, Olipop sodas, things that are so good that your child will not know the difference and that they're eating things that are actually good for them. They can start their day with Thrive Market whole grain granola, which is one of my favorites. Use our link, thrivemarket.com/bigboo, to get $30 off your first two orders. You can't get this deal on the website, it's only through our link. ThriveMarket.com/BigBoo. That covers your membership fee, so sign up now before this exclusive offer ends.
Well, and I do feel like a lot of the girls, like I know what Caroline wears, and I feel like a lot of her friends, because they have multiple piercings, but they're like just the little huggy earrings.
Yes,
like the
but
little,
that's because of the multiple piercings, I feel like.
That's,
you know?
It. And I feel like I like an earring that's bigger, you know,
me
like
too.
When I just put on a little huggy, I'm like, that just feels like, because I've tried, and I'm like, it just doesn't feel like enough. I need like
I know. I did that over the weekend. I was like, I'm going to wear a cute little, like, gold and silver hoop mm-hmm. that I haven't worn in a long time, and it wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
So
no, yeah. I'm with you. Okay, well, we'll keep y'all updated on what we decide.
Listen, please do stay tuned, everyone.
Yes, and mm-hmm. we'll keep you in your prayer, in our prayers, as you, you navigate this earring situation.
I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and my first favorite is something that one of our listeners told me about. Actually, a couple of our listeners told me about when I put a picture of Lucy in my newsletter,
mm-hmm.
and I immediately got responses that were like, hey, you're going to need this. It's a 2-in-1 dog brush, Melanie.
Oh.
I've never had a dog that I needed to brush, but this is actually called the Max Power mm-hmm. 2-in-1 Rake. And I will say, it works so well. And
okay.
I usually, every couple of days when we go outside, I'll just get Lucy to stop and I'll brush her. And mm-hmm. this works like a dream. I don't know how. It's her hair's not matted or tangled or anything like that. But I am astounded, just as I am when I vacuum now, by how much dog hair there is.
Okay.
And so it's really nice to have a way to get it off. And I like this one because the handle's so sturdy. It doesn't hurt her at all. It feels like mm-hmm. a treat, I think, to Lucy. And so it's been so helpful with the amount of dog hair that's coming back inside. Because the first thing she likes to do after we come in from a little walk is she likes to shake real good. So if I can get this little grooming rake after her outside, that makes that a whole lot better when mm-hmm. we come in.
Okay.
The second thing is something that I ordered from Anthropology. I mentioned this, I think, last week. I have not ordered myself a skirt in some time. I don't wear skirts like I used to. But I used to love a skirt when I was in college. It was my mm-hmm. favorite thing to get a little back to school skirt. They were always this kind of length. And so I ordered this Olivet plaid maxi skirt. Now, they have added a new pattern since I ordered mine. Because okay. I got the, I think, what did I get? I got the red plaid, I think.
Oh, cute. That's real cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah,
and
that's
I just
really
love
cute.
It. Cut on a bunch of different biases. Mm-hmm. It has a huge slit, which you can, you know, you can deal with that
yeah.
however you want to. But it's just like loose and easy, and you can wear it with a t-shirt or you can wear it with a sweater when it gets cold. It'll be great with a denim shirt. I think it's so cute. And so I just wanted to pass that along.
It's okay. I have to tell you, this is so cute. And we had a whole conversation because Cassie, who I was with this weekend, she worked for Harold's for years.
Oh.
And we were talking about, I was like, I feel like a good
yes.
equestrian themed skirt could heal
yes.
me. You know what I mean? Like it's what, how you used to just go to Harold's and you could just be like, look at this. And this to me is, this looks like a Harold's
yes,
type that, skirt.
That
it's that look.
Ruffly piece at the bottom. Yep. And knowing that you could wear it with wedges, but it would be so good with a shorter pair of boots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just,
super
I think
cute.
It's really cute. And I am real excited to have it for myself this
love
fall.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to share it with the people.
Thank you.
The next thing, Melanie, is another part of a resolving a rut in my life. And these are the Mind Body Toe Spacers. Now,
all right.
You might be curious about why I've ordered myself toe spacers and why I'm using them.
Yes, I am.
One thing we talk about a lot at Pilates is our toe strength. And certainly that's not a conversation I ever had with anybody in my 20s or even my 30s. But our toe strength is critical, Melanie, to keep us walking on the up and up, to keep our gait in line so we don't start going from side to side. Like, we've really got to be able to access all of our toe knuckles, if you will. And I don't
yes.
ever want to say that phrase again. But I was talking at Pilates last week with my friend Candy, and she said that another Pilates instructor had recommended to her these toe spacers. So I was like, sold. And I had ordered them by the time class started.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. I overpronate. Let me just overshare.
Yes.
I overpronate my feet. So I have very good toe control on my first three toes, but my fourth and fifth toes can get like, they're really close together because I've crammed them up so much by overpronating
yeah.
my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really trying to get those toes in particular to operate more independently of one another. So what I've done is I put on my toe spacers at night. I turn on the show.
Yeah.
I set a timer for 15 minutes. And here's the thing. It's not uncomfortable at all.
Yeah.
The material that they've used to make these toe spacers is way more comfortable than like at the salon when they're
yeah.
getting a pedicure. It feels fine, but it kind of stretches. And so, anyway, so I'm doing this every night and then trying to do just some, you know, toe flexibility things because I don't want to be somebody who forgets how to use my toes as I walk.
It's well, okay, I'm going to tell you that I actually know this because when Caroline was playing soccer and she was having to go to a Rosti for like her ankles and her calves and all of this stuff, one of the things that the doctor told us there was you can tell how healthy the lower part of your leg is if you can set your feet on the ground and lift only your big toe independently.
I remember this.
Also, can you independently, like if you hold your foot out, can you like flex out your toes where they all separate from each other?
That's it. And I can
yeah,
on my left foot, but mm-hmm. not on my right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't because I took great pride in the time that I could and still can. Uh-huh. So I was like, my lower feet are very healthy. I have a lot of toe strength. But it's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, last night at Pilates, Candy came in. I said, I ordered the toe spacers. And somebody else said, what are you even talking about? And I was like, listen, we've got to think about our toe health.
That's right.
And so anyway, so this is a $9.99 investment in your toe health.
In your toe health.
But I'm excited to see what happens because I do have much better mobility on my non-dominant foot than I do on my dominant foot where I've really made those toes.
Let me just say, can I just say that our Speaking of going all the way full circle to our Southern dinner that we had where we talked about our grandmothers.
Yes.
If they knew that there was going to be a day that here's what we're doing. We're going to therapy. We've got our toe spacers. We're on our vibrating plates with our red light masks. It's just, it all feels like a bridge too far.
It really does. It really does. But I'm I'm not willing to I want to continue to fight for mobility is what I'll say.
Yes.
So if that means toe spacers for me, if I were to tell Bobby Sims this,
he'd
think that's the dumbest thing he's ever heard.
That's what I'm saying.
What Caroline, do you even mean?
Caroline Ingalls was out there churning butter just to keep her family alive. And I'm like, I need to make sure I can space my toes out. And also,
I want better toe health.
Is my lymphatic system draining like it needs to?
So it's been a favorite this week. I've enjoyed my toe spacers.
Okay, that's
Maybe
great.
Maybe somebody else will enjoy them too. Just passing that along.
Great.
My fourth favorite is, I saw a person I follow on TikTok mention this, and I was like, oh, I need one of those. Because I have a food processor that my mama gave me when I first got married, and I use it all the time, particularly when I need to grate big blocks of cheese and that kind of stuff. But it's a whole lot to get out because it has so many pieces and parts. It's a whole lot to get out just, you know, if you're cooking dinner on a Tuesday night. And so one of the chefs that I follow mentioned how much she loves this Cuisinart mini food processor.
Yeah.
Because it's just three cups. It's for just for little tasks in the kitchen. If you need to grate a little bit of onion, if, you know, you need to make a little bit of salad dressing. I don't need to make a 4-quart container of salad dressing ever. So you need to make a little bit of salad dressing. You need to emulsify something. It's darling, for one thing. I'm so tickled by how cute it is.
It is
but
really
it's
cute.
Also small enough where I can so easily stick it in one of my upper cabinets, and it's there when I need it, and it doesn't take up much space when I don't. So
that's nice. That's a good little thing to have.
Yeah, I think I'm really going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing on my favorites this week, you know, we love a pair of reading glasses, and
yes,
I particularly love peepers, but now Laura Park, the designer, has this line of peepers, and I think they're the cutest things I've ever seen. And again, nobody's going to appreciate this like as much as the person who wears them will, but I love these center stage peepers anyway, and I think the Laura Park patterns are so cute. There's
one that's
a kind of a limey green with a pink and green floral, and then there's another pair that's navy, and I've never had navy readers before, with a light blue and turquoise pattern on the inside of the arms, and I just think they're darling, and
they're
and
so cute.
Thought others might enjoy them as well.
So cute. Listen, these are great favorites today.
Thank you. I pray that everyone can space their toes as the Lord sees fit, and also see. Those are my hopes and dreams for everyone.
Listen, and isn't that what we all want for ourselves?
Yes,
you know?
Indeed.
So, okay, well, y'all, thanks for listening. And I don't know if you noticed, but there was no blower today.
It's a miracle.
It really is a miracle.
It's because it's not Monday.
It's because it's not Monday. Yeah, we pivoted to a Tuesday. So anyway, you're welcome for the silence today.
Thank you so much. We enjoyed it.
Okay, well, we will see y'all back here next week.
Talk to y'all later.
All right, bye, everybody.